Hello and welcome to the news on The Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia hits 2025 investment target ahead of schedule. President Prabowo launches 80,000 cooperatives. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. Indonesia hits 2025 investment target ahead of schedule. Dora Pardede with the reports.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto outlined Indonesia key development milestone at the 2025 Congress of the Indonesian Solidarity Party held at the Auditorium of Muhammadiyah University in Surakarta, Central Java on Sunday evening. In his speech, President Prabowo highlighted steady national progress across several development indicators, including investment growth, poverty reduction, and expanded social welfare. He announced that Indonesia investment target for 2025 set in the state budget has already been achieved 4 months ahead of schedule. The Ministry of Investment and Downstream Industry report that total investment realization has now surpassed 1,905 trillion rupiah.
I have received a report from the Minister of Investment. As of this month, we have already reached the national investment target for 2025, as set in last year's state budget. This means we reached the goal by August, 4 months before the end of the year.
President Prabowo also cited the latest data from Indonesia's Central Statistics Agency showing a significant decline in unemployment and poverty rates. He reaffirmed his government's commitment to supporting the younger generation through programs like the Free Nutritious Meal Program, which has reached over 6 million beneficiaries nationwide as of July 2025. The figure is expected to continue rising in the coming months. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia accepted globally as Prabowo emphasized neutral diplomacy. Desia Nugranov with the reports.
President Prabowo Subianto says Indonesia's international standing is gaining more recognition and respect. He made the comment after visiting Indonesia's 7th President Joko Widodo's residence in Surakarta, Central Java on Sunday. President stressed that personal diplomacy between leaders is essential to deepen mutual trust. He also said Indonesia's participation in global forums is a strategic move to strengthen its international position.
Kita terkenal bahwa kita tidak mau ikut blok manapun. Kita ikut di BRICS dari kepentingan ekonomi kita.
We are known for not joining any blocs. We are part of BRICS for economic reasons. We are registered with the OECD, a group of Western-led countries, and joined CPTPP led by Japan. We are also in IPEF, led by pro-Western countries. This shows we are accepted by everyone. Indonesia is neutral, respects all nations, wants friendship with all, and doesn't interfere in any country's domestic affairs.
Last week in Europe, President Prabowo received a warm welcome from leaders including the President of the European Commission, the President of the European Council, and the King of Belgium. He described meeting them on a Sunday, considered a sacred day in Europe as a sign of great honor and trust in Indonesia. Prabowo emphasized that personal diplomacy is crucial for building confidence and cooperation, especially amid global uncertainties. Desia Nugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo launches 80,000 cooperatives to empower communities. Desia Nugrano with the reports.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto officially launched 80,000 red and white village cooperative across Indonesia. Speaking at the launch event in Bantangan Village, Klaten Central Java on Monday, Prabowo described the initiative as aimed to build a more inclusive and resilient national economy rooted in the spirit of gotong royong or mutual cooperation.
Jadi, dari lemah menjadi...
From weakness to strength, this is the concept of cooperation. From weak economy to a strong economic power, cooperation is the concept of mutual help. mutual help belongs to the Indonesian nation.
Indonesia's new red white cooperatives, named after the national flag, are designed to support local communities and boost the grassroots economy. This village-run cooperative will provide key services such as food and fertilizer distributions, affordable gas, financial assistance, logistics, and basic healthcare. The cooperative model has a long history in Indonesia. It began during the Dutch colonial era and was later included in the constitution to promote fairness and stop control by foreign powers or local elites. Desian Ugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
INDEF deputy says tariff cuts boost Indonesia's competitiveness amid U.S. trade. Andi Ramdoni with the reports.
The Deputy Director of Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, INDEF, Eko Listianto, says the 19% tariff imposed by the U.S. President Donald Trump on Indonesian exports to the United States could actually help Indonesia improve its competitiveness, especially compared to other ASEAN countries. In a Voice Talk discussion with RRI Voice of Indonesia on Monday, Eko explained that although the tariff announcement came with several trade agreements between two countries, he believes the deal is positive.
Because the tariff is decreased and it will give us, especially for our economy, a chance to make more competitive, especially compared to the other ASEAN countries. So I think, okay, we also buy some product from US more than before, but at the same time, we still protect our market to US. I think a good deal.
President Donald Trump announced the trade agreement results with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on social media. For the first time, Indonesia will fully open its market to US products. Besides the 19% tariff on Indonesian products entering the United States, Indonesia also agreed to buy United States energy products worth $15 billion, agricultural products worth $4.5 billion, and 50 Boeing airplanes. Meanwhile, President Prabowo said on social media that both leaders agreed to bring trade relations into a new era of mutual benefits. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia encourages children to embrace traditional play. Dora Pardede with the details.
The Minister of Human Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifatul Choiri Fauzi, encourages parents and children in Indonesia to revive traditional games. Speaking during the Car Free Day event ahead of the 2025 National Children's Day at Bundaran Hotel Indonesia, Jakarta on Sunday, Arifatul said that traditional games are a positive alternative to reduce children's dependence on gadget and to strengthen social connection among them.
Maka pada kesempatan Hari Anak Nasional,
on this National Children's Day, we want to invite Indonesian children to return to traditional games so they will spend less time on gadgets. Traditional games can help build togetherness among friends.
Arifatul also said other main activities for the National Children's Day celebration 2025 include a great kids exercise, local art performances, storytelling about local heroes, and free health checkups. The main events of National Children's Day with the theme Great Kids Strong Indonesia Toward Golden Indonesia 2045 will be held on July 23, 2025 at school all over Indonesia. This way, more children can join without having to come to one central location. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Minister of Primary and Secondary Education highlights life lessons beyond written curriculum to prevent bullying and conflict. Ofra Regina with the reports.
Indonesia's Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, says it is important to teach children about love and tolerance. He spoke after the National Children's Day event at Car Free Day Jakarta on Sunday. He explained that teaching values doesn't only happen in lessons, it can also happen through everyday experiences and the school environment. This is called the hidden curriculum. Minister Muti responded to the Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar, who wants school to focus more on love in their teaching to stop bullying and fight because of differences.
There are two kinds of curriculum, the written one with subjects and the hidden one that gives experience and creates a good environment with values like love and tolerance. It's important to help children learn to respect and accept each other. This works better through the hidden curriculum.
He also said violence among children is still a big problem, so teaching values in daily life is very important. This year's school interjections are designed to be friendly, to help students become caring, tolerant, and loving toward others and their environment. Ova Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Red and White Village and Sub-District Cooperatives for a Prosperous Indonesia with Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on Red and White Village Sub-District Cooperatives for a Prosperous Indonesia. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's administration launched the Red and White Village and Sub-District Cooperatives. This is part of the government's efforts to promote national independence through sustainable food self-sufficiency. Furthermore, it aims to realize village-based development for economic equality towards a Golden Indonesia 2045. The Directorate General of General Legal Administration of the Indonesian Ministry of Law and Human Rights has certified more than 80,000 red and white village and sub-districts cooperatives through the General Legal Administration Online Digital Administration System. In fact, cooperatives as a form of collective enterprise are nothing new in Indonesia. Based on the principles of a big family and mutual cooperation, cooperatives have been recognized as the pillar of the Indonesian economy. However, the red and white village-village sub-district cooperatives bring a new spirit, strengthening food independence and a cooperative-based village economy. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, stated that the Merah Putih Village Cooperatives will serve as a center for people's economic services, enabling them to operate various businesses without requiring additional permits. In its future operations, the Merah Putih or Red and White Village Cooperative will be encouraged to utilize digital technology for financial records, access to loans, and even a village e-commerce platform. This is to ensure transparency and efficiency. State intervention in the form of initial capital and professional mentoring is expected to transform the cooperatives into a professional managed business entity. The name Merah Putih or Red and White, which is the color of Indonesian national flag, is adopted by the cooperative. It symbolizes a collective movement to strengthen national confidence, demonstrating that Indonesia's progress can and must begin at the grassroots level. This is reflected in President Prabowo's Asta Cita or 8 missions to develop Indonesia towards a developed country. One of them aims to build the country from the village and from the bottom up for economic equality and poverty eradication. Every new step is accompanied by hope. This is also true for the Merah Putih Village Cooperatives. To realize these hopes, support, involvement, and integrity from all parties are needed, including the central government, village officials, and the community itself. It is the duty of all Indonesians to maintain the Merah Putih Village Sub-District Cooperatives with the spirit of Build Cooperatives Prosper Indonesia. That was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam ini.
agenda. Like this thought, rekaman ekspresi gelisah, tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, children, let us pray.
Voice of Indonesia.
Not sure what to have for breakfast in Jakarta? Come here. Come along. On some of Jakarta roads, you may find this culinary. It is pecel. Pecel is one of Indonesia's most popular culinary specialties, especially in Java. This dish consists of a variety of boiled vegetables such as spinach, kale, long beans, and beans sprout. Pecel is doused with a savory and slightly spicy peanut sauce. The combination of sweet, savory, and spicy flavor from the peanut sauce makes pecel a simple yet very appetizing meal. Usually, pecel is served with accompaniment such as crackers, rempeyek kacang, fried tofu, fried tempeh, or lontong. Not only delicious, pecel is also healthy because it is rich in fiber and nutrients from the vegetables used.
Rasanya enak, harganya murah. Biasanya saya pakai untuk sarapan pagi. Dan dari bahannya itu dari sayur-sayuran.
Simple yet rich in flavor, pecel is proof that traditional food is preserved from generation to generation.
Voice of Indonesia.
Darimu hari ini, apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain
harimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Bibit cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Oh, oh. Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Bibit cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci. Warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Bibit cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu. Kamu, oh ya kamu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Montel Waterfall, Kudus, Central Java. Indonesia has so many tourist destinations that offer various kinds of beauty to its visitors. One area that could be an option is Kudus Regency, which is located in Central Java because Kudus has waterfall tourism, one of which is the Montel Waterfall. Montel Waterfall is on the boundary between Japan Village and Colo Village, Kudus Regency, Central Java. The atmosphere of the Montel Waterfall area is quite calm. It is located on a plateau, namely on the Mount Maurya area, so the atmosphere is cool, coupled with the many trees around the waterfall, which has a height of around 50 meters. To reach the Montel waterfall location from the front entrance, tourists have to walk about 500 meters or about 10 minutes. And then when walking before reaching the waterfall location, visitors must pass a steep path, which is quite challenging. But there's no need to worry, because you will be treated to views of the trees and the coolness of the Muria slopes. Apart from that, visitors will also enjoy views of the Muria coffee plantations on either side of the route. For tourists who cannot walk, they can take ojek or motorcycle taxis for around 15,000 rupiahs or around $1. Arriving at the Montel waterfall, which is a single waterfall, tourists will be immediately pampered with natural beauty. You can play in the water around the waterfall. The water flow is very clear and clean, coming out between the towering cliffs on the slopes of Mount Muria. The pool where the water falls is not too big, but it is still fun to use for soaking and playing in the water. Moreover, there are many places to change floats and stalls around it so that tourists, after playing in the water, can enjoy snacks at the stalls around the waterfall. There are several versions about the origin of the name Montel of the waterfall. Some say that at that time, Sunan Muria, who was one of the 9 early Islamic propagators in Jawa, spread Islam in the Mount Muria area. Sunan Muria took the time to rest and wash up at the waterfall. However, there was someone who was speaking, or in local language, called Ngotil. The word Ngotil is the origin of the word Montel, which is known today. Another version says that when he was walking to get to the top of the mountain, he found the location of the waterfall. Walking or traveling on foot in local language is Montel. Hence, the waterfall was called Montel Waterfall. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. See you tomorrow at the same time and frequency.
Segala lembaran indah cinta dahulu telah sirna. Semua yang terjadi biarlah sudah, meski hati ini menunggu. Untuk secerca harapan yang tak pernah bisa ku raih tanpamu, aku takut kehilanganmu, aku takut kau takkan kembali. Tak sempurna hidupku tanpamu. Sekarang kau telah menjadi miliknya, tetapi ku tetap menunggumu di sini untuk
tak sempurna. Hidupku tak sempurna. Hidupku tak sempurna. Hidupku tanpamu. Hidupku tanpamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at the Sea Turtle Conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada 3 jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang, terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturbed. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reefs would be disturbed. Pulau Serangan. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang. Penyu lekang, which means olive ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction kalau. Kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtle are not conserved. And the clause kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, kalau, which means if. Another example. Let's listen. Another use of conditional conjunction kalau. Kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu. Penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura, kura-kura, which means tortoise, bulus, bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura, kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water, while bulus, bulus, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in a freshwater. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada 3 jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nugroho Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Tiada lagi yang bisa temani ragaku. Tiada lagi yang bisa bekali jiwaku meredup diam dan terpaku. Terpajang hati kian membeku. Tiada gemulai senja di ujung hariku. Tiada sambutan embun di kala pagiku. Terjebak di lintasan waktu.
Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan ku tak tersipu, bukan ku tak butuh kata-kata, tapi ku meragu, apakah langgap cinta ini berbeda. Meskipun telah sempurna cintamu bagai mimpi yang nyata, ku ingin hatiku bertekuk lutut tak berdaya terbunuh rayumu. Katakanlah kuatku membantu tenang, ku diam membisu jalan.
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves on frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram in VOI_officials, and also send your email to voilisteners@gmail.com. Again, voilisteners@gmail.com.